guys. Shug Bear, everybody. If you would,
sir. Accept the prayer. Thank you.
Dearest Christ Jesus, you teach us to be strong, to be brave, and not to sue.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Thank you, buddy. Stay here for a second. Stay here for a second, because, you know, you look at him, you know, something's up. It's a new shirt he got. Yeah. So he's the one, he competed in the stand-up contest, of course, this year, calls into the show when we talk about wrestling, that kind of thing, and we were out last night, just, I don't know how you got, I don't know, maybe 35's hitting me, but I don't know how I have any voice. You guys are fucking animals day after day. It's a pleasure fucking hanging with you guys. But anyway, last night, was it last night? Night before.
Two nights ago.
We hung out at a pizza place. And we're talking, and he says, he brings up, do you remember how? He brings up wrestling somehow, and I get
right? You don't remember, right?
You asked me what my finishing move was.
Okay. And then
that
I said,
that's so gay.
I did not bring up wrestling, sir.
I just brought it up?
I think you looked at me and said, who wants to take this guy's finishing move? And everybody gave you the most dead stare ever. You're like, what? Nobody? What is your finishing move?
So I go, okay, go ahead, show it to me.
And then everybody looked at Newsy. Newsy, what's your finishing?
How long
wrestling sounds so gay to me.
How long were you a pro wrestler? Or that doing that kind of wrestling?
4 years, and it's been like last April, and the week before I came back, I signed up to start wrestling again.
This is so sad. Don't look at me like that. So 4 years he's been doing it. So I'm like, all right, well, obviously don't really bang me off a fucking table, but just show me. Right? So he'll go like, all right, I'll kick you in the stomach, and then does it this high, you know, kick, and then I'll go, okay. Then he goes, bang you off the table. I'm like, all right, you bang me off the table. And then I'd put you in the suplex. And so he puts his hand around my head.
Wait, when he was explaining to me, I was like, please show me. And we're in bed, and I'm like... Suplex anyone?
Works
so
every
I think
time.
I think we should demonstrate. It's not as hot as it seems.
No, oh, it is.
So worst idea ever. I'll be Shug Bear. And he puts out around my head.
Ow!
And then starts to lift up and goes, no, this is how you do. See, you cheat. They cheat. And you put your hand on my knee. Now that's where the problem was.
Gay.
So then he goes, okay, no, like, you know, I just start jumping on his fucking leg. I'm like, all right, I guess I throw myself out. I know that, you know, I'm supposed to help out even though you're the one destroying me. And so then he goes, okay, when I go down, that's when you go down with me. And you're really throwing yourself off. You know, obviously both wrestlers are working together. So by the third time, I have it figured out, I'm going to jump up and give this fucking pizza crowd a show.
Never mind, this is the night of his stand-up. His show is over. This is the stuff that he prepares for. He's got to show them a wrestling move.
No more pressure. I'm here to have fun. So I'm going to do like kind of like a headstand of sorts. But I'm just going to throw myself up and he's going to do the work. Next thing I know, we're crashed to the ground.
Why is that funny?
The table has a big crack in half of it. We came at the end of the night. So I do remember in hindsight that table had like 8 chairs on it at one time. And then now there was one left. And somehow I took the whole fucking place down.
It's okay. You're supposed to use folding chairs in wrestling.
I look right. I took them all out. So then people, like, I'm getting up like, ooh, that didn't really hurt me. He's sitting down on the ground, looking at his knee, like he's a thighsman, like, oh, that's not right. That doesn't bend that way.
No pain at all? No pain?
Me? Well, late, the next day, I feel like an asshole saying this. Next day, I felt a little pain right here, to be honest. It's a little tender. Jeremy had bikes, so I'm okay, but a little tender. But now, I mean, you definitely took the brunt. And it makes sense, because you see wrestling, and you see somebody stick somebody's head between the knees. And I mean, they're really, whoever's doing the so-called aggressing is actually hurting themselves more.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what happened. So I guess he kicked my ass. I don't know. thanks, buddy.
Yoink!
So Jeremy, of course, bringing up the Vikings. And said, you know what? Do this shit behind... Did did anybody ever have a girlfriend? The gunner was gonna give me a pistol, decides to say that in front of Hemda. Hey, so here's the gun I'm gonna give Keith.
No, he didn't even say that. He goes, hey, is it okay to get Keith this? It really works. It's awesome.
Works great in the desert.
Might be a little under the table.
Works great in Iraq, so it should work excellent in New York City. But I guess it makes sense why you don't do wrestling at 4 a.m. drunk and a pizza. Not a lot of WWE events take place at Ray's Pizza. And now I see why. So, is this the end of the career? Oh man, 4 years, never been hurt. He's never been hurt. How many years playing football, never been hurt?
Bullshit, never been hurt. Then you're not a real wrestler until today. Congratulations, cheers everybody.
So I guess you're welcome.
Yeah, nailed it. Thank you.
Chuck Bear, everybody. And an Iron Man helping him out. It takes an Iron Man to help.
Iron Man's been here, he's doing a 24-hour thing, he's here from D.C., and he whispers to me, like, who do you think will be up for a triathlon just during this? You guys are into, hey, can I talk to Lauren? Do you think she'd be into a triathlon? I don't know, man. If you want to come to my show?
Right, these people can barely wake up to drink more after all these days of partying. You guys took up the whole week of work because we did this in the middle. I don't know how you're doing it. How you doing it? Hey, I don't know if some of you were here earlier. Did you see Hemda in the play? I told ya. I bet. Let's get the rich American guy up here. Ray, come on stage. Yeah. Where you at, buddy? There you are. Come on up, buddy. The guy that is hitting on my girlfriend like an am fucking three rows away, asshole. I'm making out with my chick. I never. either one.
He wants to sit next to me.
So how you doing? Let's get, you guys remember Lauren, right? Is she in here? Let's get Lauren up too. Come on up, sweetheart.
Laura Hennessy. I love you, man.
That, your play was so good. Viva Pet Shiva is
it's
so
like family
good.
Up here.
And I'm not into musicals.
Neither am I.
And I hate people.
Like Dave.
And I love this. Now, I'm not really putting them on the spot. I asked them this before, but you used to do a lot of drugs, right? And you had a big drug to do in your life.
I was a professional drug addict, and I sucked at it, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got people with the Keith and the Girl flasks that you have no problem of grabbing and chugging. Is that ever an issue? Who ruined? Is that the gunner that did that? Okay, he was in AA for 5 years is what I'm getting at there, gunner.
He's passing around the flask, right?
You're welcome.
So you're totally cool. You, what?
The key is just don't do heroin and don't do cocaine.
Do you hear that, kid?
The rest is all good. Just don't do stupid shit to yourself. Thank you. The trick is no heroin for Ray Ray.
What's the worst thing that happened to you?
Wow, jail.
Jail?
For how long? Yeah.
Six days.
That's not so bad.
And a really pretty guy named Abdul, but that was the one.
For that, what did
you
get?
Sleep and pee, it's awesome, man.
Were you in jail for doing something you did on drugs or for drugs? You know what I mean?
Having it on my person on Austin Street and Clinton just being a dumbass in the morning.
That's the worst thing that happened to you?
Talking for my friends.
Wait, that's the worst thing that happened to you?
Don't say anything. Well, in jail, you meet people who want to make things worse than they are. But I use comedy to get out of my stuff. Yeah.
Did you ever have a time in jail?
I did a good stint, yeah, for possession of drugs.
How long was that?
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it's long enough. It ain't like it's Rikers, but it's long enough, man.
Right.
You know? I don't want to have any friends out of fucking jail.
Look at the hardcore chicks back there. There's no girls.
2 weeks.
An hour's bad enough, but a few weeks will really just make you stop doing drugs.
Right. You ever have to suck a guy off like you just gotta do it?
No, just, you know, nothing I can talk about.
Right. Okay.
I'm a topper, goddamn.
No dinner.
Stop the room pretty fucking quick.
So I'm watching the play. This is probably the fourth time I saw it in this incarnation, and your kisses are getting a little more and more liberal.
She put a lock on me the last time.
She gets into it, right? Oh, it's just a play. It.
Oh, guess what? We have to research again.
You know what, though?
He's watching this, you know?
You know, he really accuses me of that. Last week, he's like, "You really kissed me this week." He goes, "You kissed me for longer this week."
Lauren, what do you think about that?
Lauren... Of course, Hemda's second lover. We got all Hemda's lovers on stage.
I kissed everyone up here.
She crazy. Hey.
Secrets come out.
You know what?
We're family.
Is it me or because like the crowd was so awesome during the play? Is it just getting to be that good? Or did everybody? Do you think everybody upped their game a little?
No, they were fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You guys were the main character.
Because I've never seen the leg go that high during the kitchen dance.
Hey, your brother's like, "Hey, geez."
I'm glad she's wearing panties.
She made a couple dance down.
Yeah.
Holy panties.
No, it was fantastic. It was
so good. I've been getting a little too liberal more and more. Like, the zucchini's really
She's
like,
gonna be fucking it in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Like last week, the... Yeah, well... Last week the zucchini came. I swear to God, the first couple rows of
she said,
and that extra lap dance was for you guys. I don't usually do that. And firefighter chick was like, "What the fuck? Allison got a lap dance and I didn't, and she's coming tomorrow, so a lap dance is now promised."
Whoa!
For firefighter chick.
Is everybody coming back tomorrow?
I am.
There's some.
Those who
are
still
in town.
We got two so far.
We're trying to spot them. Well, you guys were great, and I just want to say that one more time.
You did not embarrass me when I brought my friends,
and I appreciate
that. You guys are Lauren and Ray Ray, everybody.
Is it weird to you at all? Because I did seat you next to my brother. And...
No. Your brother's a freak, yeah? How do you fuck my sister in the front? You start in the front? I get it. Really? You don't have her in your asshole? Really? Kalilis, I'm telling you. There was, you know what? There's one of these questions about the Kalilis.
Wait, why am I helping?
Kind of like.
I don't think it's gonna be good. No, Kalilis.
I don't know, but you know what? I am seeing your brother. Like it's just funny. It's just funny, you know. Obviously dating you and then seeing your let's say my brother-in-law practically, you know, just going around making out with all these chicks and stuff the last couple of days.
Oh no, I can see why that's weird for you.
Who, right?
He actually tells me, he's like, "You see that one? I'm gonna go kiss her." I'm like, "Good."
Your brother, yeah.
Excellent.
I so did, yeah, sister. My sister.
Hey, Hemda, watch this.
Well, let's get Michael up here for a second. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Ray. How you doing? Who here? You freaks. Who here this week, let's just say, made out with more than one person that isn't your partner? Raise your hand. Look at this fucking crowd.
Oh my God. Wow.
Raise your hand if you made out with her brother.
Yeah!
Look at this.
A few I remember, a few I don't.
I tweeted a picture of somebody throwing up, and then I asked people to guess who it was.
They kept beating me shots.
The life he lives. So I come into, I'm in the bathroom, I'm taking a piss. He runs in, opens the door, and goes, "Oh, about to throw up in the toilet," and looks over. He can't stop, but he looks over and sees me and goes, "Oh fuck, it has to be you."
Of all the people.
I go on your knees if you have to, buddy. Let it out.
I know what's waiting for me. I swear, I pause. I have to run to the bathroom, but I managed to pause and stare up at Keith.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. All right. It's a hands-free throw-up, and I have time to look at Keith.
Now raise your hand if you think you didn't make out with him after the vomiting. You having a lot of fun this week?
Not bad, not bad. Worth the fight.
Who needs to put out more? Who's teasing you?
You and you and that one over there.
That was the one of the husbands of the woman. Yeah, no, I see. Go. Do you? Are you? Is it not just because it's everybody loves making out and fucking? This just in, but is there somehow a challenge because you need to get more than brother love?
Ah. Ever since an episode entitled The Brothers, I feel like now I'm on par. Now I gotta beat them. It's gotta be Mike the brother and that other guy.
I got a text from him one night, and it said, I didn't get laid tonight, but my head smells like pussy, so not bad.
And my fingers.
Oh, very nice, yes, yes.
Okay.
After 12th grade, we washed that off, but all right.
I got a text from him one morning at 7 in the morning. I just woke up. I don't know where I am. Oh, city. And then I realized, because he just woke me up with that 3 hours before he texted me, I'm going home. I don't know with who. Or I'm on my way to someone's house and I don't know who it is.
I have an iPhone and reception. I'll figure it out again.
You know what? Actually, let me just look at an awkward face in the eye. Oh, you. Good job.
I think this is this was the question I was thinking about. Where's Jamera? Hot little sexy Jamera. Here was her question. We do a little Q&A's each time. She wrote down, would Hemda like to have a love affair with me? I'm all in. And then she says, if not, same card, how about Michael the Grabber? Any Khalili, she'll take. She don't mind.
I'll take this one. If I may, I'll take this one. Hemda says no. Okay. And we'll find out the rest tonight.
Jamera,
but for sure Hemda says no, so.
How long have you been feeling this way, Kirk?
Hemda says no.
Oh, all right.
The finger in the mouth.
Hey, Michael. Yoink.
So, Hemda, how does this work with Lauren? I know it's been a while since I hooked up with some of your friends. Is it formal? Is it what happens here?
Well, you know what? Lauren said this to me. No joke. She goes, you know, I'll fuck her brother. I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, I will fuck your brother. Prince Valiant wrote, has intern Mike been deflowered yet? This guy's been all... Come on up here, Mike. Let's talk about this week. I've seen this guy making the rounds, I'll tell you that.
Jesus, he's double fisting in one hand.
How's the week going for you, first off?
I just dropped stuff off my bucket list.
Yeah, the biggest blue balls ever, Chuck.
That is true.
Hold on, before this even starts, I gotta say that, before you open your mouth and turn, Mike, I gotta say, whatever comes out of your mouth, chances are I'm on your side. I got your back on this.
Why?
I think that you are gonna be right.
Really? What's this from?
I see a lot of myself in intern Mike. Not just the name, not just the spelling. But I think that he's trying. He's making an effort. He's not just like some slob just hanging around like, oh, maybe I'll get laid. What do I do? Play video games. The guy's out there, right? I mean, he might be doing.
Well, let's find out, there. Shall we? I can't look at him. I can't do it.
I can, buddy.
I can't do it.
So what's going on? What's with the ladies? Are they are anybody teasing ya? Is it like, yeah, we're gonna go out tonight and then go fuck yourself?
There's a couple teasing me tonight, but April 15th, that was my good day. Bullshit. That was my good day.
What does that mean? Who knows something? Why is bullshit about teasing them?
Bullshit.
Oh, the answer. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I don't know.
Haterade. Okay.
What's the big? What happened April 15th?
April 15th.
Nothing.
Nothing they say.
No, but April 15th, Nebraska Country Girl and Picture Chick, I had them both in one arm and I fucking made out with one,
bullshit.
Made out with the other.
Gunner's saying that she blew them.
She
That's
blew
what
you?
I hear, yeah. And that makes me feel bad because I could have gone so much further.
Look, I think the gun is really angry. You know what? You think she only blew you. You're mad like this is your wife. We really felt a connection, so we went in the bathroom. She blew me. Yeah, yeah, come on up, everybody. Keep these animals apart.
So. Gunner, back from Iraq?
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Two tours in Iraq, and now you're going to go to Afghanistan.
Yeah, the next year.
So you're living it up. Is that why you're drunk all the time I see you? Because this is all your vacation? You're like, this is fucking it. I'm back in the sand dunes.
I'm going to make up for as much as I can.
All right. So what's going on with you and this girl? You're in love with her. Because you look genuinely upset.
I'm trying to clear things up.
Okay. Top of the microphone.
Okay. Oh, my bad. Okay. So, okay. I really don't... No, over the past... Like,
what's this thing in front of me?
Over the past 2 years...
Definitely give this guy guns and mortars, sure.
Over the past 2 years, I've been slowly remembering what happened.
Okay.
And this morning, I went to the shower, she blew me. And I was taking a shower, and I was kind of doing my thing, you know? And I started remembering shit. I remember at one point... The next morning, I was like,
flashbacks?
Did I get in a fight?
Is your dick?
Because fighting makes you cum?
No.
I love fighting, and my sheets are ruined.
I mean, that too, but no, I was like, did I get in a fight last night? And everyone's like, no, why do you ask?
Is my dick all red?
And I was like, I don't know why I asked, whatever. But this morning...
Wow, intern Mike's story is way more believable so far.
Right.
No. This morning, I was taking a shower in that stall there.
Point, Mike.
I got pictures to prove it. I don't
know. Oh, shit!
I got blown, so beat that. I got blown. All right, so beat that.
I think somebody needs to put somebody in a suit.
I slowly remember, like, being covered in blood and going, what the fuck is that? And flicking my wrist.
What did you blow
So
with?
That's what I got blown and
that's Do you know what a blowjob is?
Oh.
Oh, you know what?
I'm getting a blowjob.
No.
It's an Iraqi blowjob. No, I heard about these.
Yes, let's hold on.
Thanks,
hold on.
Gunner. Good
hold
job.
Gunner's got a whisper.
We're good. No, excellent.
Hold on. I want to whisper
something to you.
And it's the same fucking thing you just said.
No, there was blood.
All right. Let's bring up somebody I know you guys like. One Patrick Dixon.
Thank you.
Thank you. And give it up one last time for Mike the Intern.
Mike the Intern. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Great job tonight.
Thank you. Oh.
She was all right.
They took my part out of the play, did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, used to be in it years ago. I wanted too much money. I wanted two beers before the show. How your stand-up on the Wednesday was fantastic.
Thanks very much. Oh, wow.
You guys, you can't lose with these people, you know? You have the best fans in the...
Pat was obviously the opener for this year's April 15th big stand-up show.
Yeah. I understand, yeah, Jesse refused to do it this year. He said he just couldn't
do it. Oh, really? I turned him down. He said no.
Oh, is that what it was?
That is true.
He doesn't know what he told me.
Oh, he'll be here in 10 minutes, so keep talking shit.
He said he hated the listeners, and he just...
Well, you... I don't get it either, right?
I know. I think it's horrible.
Here's the thing with comics. So he gets. I heard this story later. That he gets off stage, and Ray DeVito, came a little later to the show and saw him and said, "Hey, so you know, you did a something like this. Am I right? You did a shit job, right?" And he just is deflating. He goes, "Yeah, it sucked, didn't it?" Like, dude, I was just fucking with you, and now this whole night's ruined. The plight of the comic.
No one listens to Ray. It's
okay. What did you actually think of your set? Can you tell?
I thought it went pretty well. It was all right. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean,
They liked it. They would have told me.
I always look to others for my self-esteem, you know, so that's...
Are you a comic snob like Jesse Joyce?
Not at all. No? I'm all inclusive.
Is it weird that Keith does it once a year? Is it annoying to you? Does it bother you in any way?
You know, it is in a way because he gets to do it on such a high level, you know?
Yeah!
Like he has all these like fantastic fans that show up, does it once a year, and that's it. But why do you like do it once a year? He's so good at it.
Because if I did every day, I'd have two people show up, so I wait until it's all at once.
I get all 360 people right then.
You channel it into one
right,
show.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the Strange girl did a fantastic
Angie,
job.
Yeah.
Angie the Strange.
There she is in the corner.
Hold on for a second. Yeah. Can I have a shot to her?
I believe I acknowledged her from the stage as Ashley the Strange.
Hello. You know, I thought you were really nervous because you're pretty stoic. So before the show, it's like, all right, here's how the show goes. You know, you're going to do your 5 minutes. Everything's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm going to do this. You're going to do that. We're going to shake hands. We're going to say goodbye. You're going to come in from here. We're going to go out from there. Everything's okay. You need anything? Fine, dude. I'm like, all right, she's super nervous because that's what super nervous people do. And then after the show, it's like, how'd it go? You went really nervous. Good dude. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, okay, maybe she's still decompressing, blah, blah, blah. Later, after Merritt at Nice Guy Eddie's.
After a rock concert.
Yeah. Now that everything's done, how do you feel? You think you're going to do stand-up, blah, blah, blah? It's all good, man.
Does anybody ever complain? Are you into guys or girls?
I'd have to say...
Girls, obviously. If it took that long, right?
I have to say, I'm into, you know, what normal people are.
No, but there's a difference because I don't...
What the fuck kind of black peanut gallery do we have over here?
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
That's their 40 acres in the mule. I'll take this part of the stage.
F Moose!
Hey, wait. Is anybody good at math? What's 3/5 times 3?
I don't know either. Wow.
So wait, what do you say?
It's not because I hate men or I don't like sex with men.
Okay.
It's just that I can't be in relationships with them for some reason.
Because they gross you out.
No, not at all.
Wait, did you used to be with men?
Yeah, and if like my relationship with my girlfriend ended today, I wouldn't necessarily know that I would be with another girl.
How long have you been with this girl? How long have you been with this girl?
About 3 years.
Oh, that's... Okay.
So, no, if you take lesbian time, it's about... Should be ending soon, so... Because it only goes to 3, and then 5, and then... 1.
Do your relationships ever complain that you're hard to read?
Sometimes. Maybe. Are you having a hard time reading?
No, not now, but like no, when she was telling the story before and after stand-up or something, it's like, you know, you just have a look like a...
Like
a mannequin. Like, I hate you mannequin.
Yeah.
What's your girlfriend like? Bitches ain't nothing but trouble, right?
Yes.
High five, man. Yeah. I had to.
She didn't even come.
I'm going to get my ass kicked after the show, but whatever. She can beat me up. Anyway.
That was a great high five that they just did, by the way. Wasn't it? It was a good one. See, that's the thing.
That was super gay.
If you have a moment of triumph, I always hate that when someone wants to high because I'm like, oh, everything's going great. Now it's going to be awkward if I fuck it up.
And it's me that fucks it up, so I don't know why I volunteered to do it. I just felt I wanted to feel special for a minute. Don't worry.
Well, let me say congratulations.
What the shit?
Thank you.
What was that?
What was that? You missed it. It was this. Good. Right?
That's a sentence to them. Well, anyway, thank you very much, Angie, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you gonna do stand up again ever?
Yeah, I think I might try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you
now
go.
That, we'll like this was so big.
Yeah.
That.
You won't have time for it later. You're like, what, this?
Yeah, I'll be like, fuck this, guys.
I need a full place. Well, there you go. Thanks.
Yeah!
Thank you. No, I get so nervous. I get so nervous every year. I get nervous right before it. Hemda packs extra underwear and socks. Change right before the show and right after.
because you shit your underwear.
I shit my socks. I shit my socks. I get into it.
I do that thing. I mean, you know, these assholes on the subway. Shake the shit out.
So yeah, no, I get real nervous right before, and then I'll go on stage, and as soon as the first thing hits and everybody's into it, I'm totally fine. Then about 3/4 of the way into it, I'm like, does anybody fucking care anymore? Who gives a shit?
You know? Right.
They
right.
have a dad. Who cares? They have dads. Nobody likes a dad.
But I like the way you turned it around on yourself eventually, like you did a lot of complaining, and then eventually you acknowledge that you're sort of a
asshole.
Asshole. Right?
Right.
I make him do that.
That was your idea?
I read the stand up and I go, can you just write somewhere that you're an asshole? So
Penda seriously did make a point. After, like, you know, I'd say some asshole thing and everybody's cheering. It's like, do they know what they're cheering for?
Oh, it was amazing what you guys are happy about. No, he goes, like, one of the jokes, if I can, sure, can I just give it away right here? One of the jokes, and some of you guys were there, was this one girl, Kara, made him put on a condom. She was on the pill, but he still had to pull out. And he loved her so much that he pretended to pull out. All right. Yeah.
See? That's love. Now you get it.
So I'm thinking, like, wow. Yeah, Keith's an asshole! Fuck yeah, asshole! We're with you! And I'm like, oh,
you don't care. Bitch. She is, I'm done.
That is ridiculous, though. That is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but if you're going to agree to something, you agree to something.
Right, boo! Not when you're talking so ridiculous, that's not a person that can be reasoned with.
Right.
All right. What was that?
30 seconds before and after orgasms, all bets are off.
30 seconds before and after orgasms, all bets are off. Is
that you can't be responsible during that time.
I'm going to sleep with you after the show.
Is Ray in here? Ray DeVito?
Yeah.
Let's get this guy on stage.
Hey, what's up? Did Luke's surprised to see me. Hey, it's hey. You!
You guys are here.
Awesome.
I was just randomly walking around New York City.
Totally worked out. My friends are here. Awesome. What's up?
So do you remember the story? We were telling the story about how you he got off stage and somebody told me this. And do I have it right? And you said, hey, your stand-up went pretty bad, right? And he goes, oh yeah, it was bad, right? And you had to go, oh no, I didn't mean any of that.
Oh yeah, I said that to him. I was totally dicking around with him.
Ruined his whole night.
I was totally, but it went well, right?
It went,
I said, I go, hey man, what the hell happened? And he's like, I know. I don't get it either. And I was
like, what could he have done? How long have you been doing stand-up?
12 years.
Okay, comedy specials.
He's so insecure.
12 years. And you could trick him and go, what the hell happened up there? And he goes, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You probably took a mic and told your jokes. I don't know. Did I shit myself and eat it? What did I do? You're doing a whole circus act. What were you saying? You don't juggle. What were you saying? I don't know. Get in the zone and...
But can you do that back to Ray, or is Ray just like, just hang your microphone?
I'm probably drunk by then. I'm like, I don't know what happened either.
You know what? Everyone who comes, all your friends who come on the show do an impersonation of you. You should know this. I have one of you also.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
He's just clarifying, okay? I have one of you also, because you come to some of our parties, okay?
Yes.
And on the show, I think you're magnificent.
I'm me?
All right, I'm going to go drive.
You just took my impersonation.
Sorry.
I guess I was right. Yeah, you'll go like, fuck, I'm fucking drunk. And then 5 minutes later, you're like, all right, I'm going to drive home. And I go, hey, how could you be okay? No, man, I just drank water. And then I make him text me when he gets home.
And what this goes to is how guys never had a girlfriend in their lives. He's given Vicodins in front of my girlfriend, being offered a gun in front of my girlfriend, and, you know, Ray, just leave the fucking house. Let me talk to your girlfriend first.
Hey, I'm gonna go.
That puts me in a place.
I do sound like a drunk Mickey Mouse. I do realize that. I know that.
Man, what are you talking about?
I know.
Well, I like it.
He's got a great impression of himself.
I'm going
great if that wasn't that good. You're off.
Talent, yeah, it was so. You didn't quite nail Ray.
I do know Ray DeVito.
Ray.
That's the only impression I do.
All right, let's give it up.
You just came from Philly. How was the show?
It was awesome. I did it with Jesse over there. Yeah.
And how did you tell him that he did?
Oh, I yelled at him from the back of the room in the middle of his act.
Oh, hold on. Let's get
Jesse Joyce, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Pat Dixon, everybody.
What is up, folks?
What's up?
How are you?
So what's going on? He's heckling your own show, your own buddy.
This fucking idiot. No, like, you're absolutely right. He gets half a beer in him, and he's just a fucking orangutan, right? Because this is what he did. Like, I did the joke about my squirrely co-guys, and then I continue to call back to that throughout the set. Well, I'm, like, fucking 35 minutes into my set, and it's going quite well, and Ray starts yelling from the back of the room, "You didn't do the joke about your eyes!" And it was like, I was in the middle of doing it.
No, I will say this to everybody. His set tonight was fine. But he did two callbacks to the eyes and just fucking sat there.
They didn't sit there.
Just fucking like a lifeline. I was like, all right, yeah. Yeah, he's never told a joke that didn't go well. I know. He's never fucking, what? I said something funny and people didn't get it? That's not possible. So, like, the two sat there, like, flatline. I was like, well, he obviously didn't do the joke about him having squirrely coke eyes.
So there you are to help him.
I'm like, hey, you never did that joke. And then it turns out he did do it.
Exactly.
Whoops.
But it was so surreal that everybody was like, what the fuck? Like, every person in the room turned around and was like, what in the fuck is he talking about? And he keeps yelling, you didn't do the eyes thing. You gotta do the eyes joke. And it was like, I was in the middle of doing it.
I'm trying to help you.
You are the worst.
Which is
always
exactly a big help,
isn't it?
To have somebody from the back yell.
Yeah.
Hey, do they not love us?
Did they not love us?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not a fucking...
You're a team.
It was my... I was headlining. Like, it was my fucking part of the show, you dick. Thanks.
You try to help someone. You try.
He's still on his own side.
I am.
How are you still right in your head? Oh, I see.
Yeah. Incidentally, I'd like to point out, everybody who does an impression of Ray, like you were just saying, is doing an impression of me doing an impression of Ray. By the way, I'm the guy who invented that. Oh, no, I swallowed it. Like that thing. Like that's, I'm the one who started doing that. And everybody, Pat... And you, it's all impressions of me doing that. Because I've lived with this fucking monkey.
I see genuine hurt in your eyes.
I know. I'm all right. I'll be fine.
No, I did the same thing to him at the time on stage.
Thank you.
You forget how he just shadowed over Pat Dixon's whole night the other day. The crowd turns fast.
Right.
No, Pat is awesome. And it's just... hilarious to me that he could be torn down with just a little like, dude, what the fuck happened? It's like, oh my god.
Do you ever, like at this point in your career, do you get off stage and know if you did a good job or not?
Oh yeah, obviously. Yeah. Like there's lots of times where you're like, that was not my best effort.
See, every year I have no clue. I have no idea.
Well, that's because you've done stand-up six times.
I
don't really get a good idea.
Pat said
until after at least a dozen.
Pat said, when will I be a comedian? After 10 years? 10, 12? How many shows do you have to do?
If I do
300 CDs,
see, you'll never know this
because
you haven't done a double-digit number of shows, but at 10, balloons fall from the ceiling. Yeah, and then suddenly you're a comedian. That's how it goes.
My brother has some gripes with you. He listens to the show and then yells at me via text.
Because
at
of
you.
Shit that I've said?
And I would like to clear this up right now. Ray, if you don't mind for just
Thank
a
you,
second.
Ray.
Oh. Ray DeVito!
This is fascinating. You're just doing like a Keith and the Girl cage match where you just keep bringing people up to confront each other drunkenly.
We already got one man in crutches.
Literally, nice. We wrestled and I broke his leg.
What happened to you?
It's just an honor to meet the professor.
Oh, is this like a grammatical issue that you take with me?
I believe my punctuation was correct.
What's that?
I believe my punctuation was correct.
You hate his comedy snobber.
I like your comedy. Uh-huh. Your snobbery is just, I remember in the beginning, tell me, no, I didn't mean to, but they put me up to this. I would not have come up to this. But early on, tell me, did you not, I think you did actually admit to this. You're thinking, what the fuck show is this up in a podcast? I gotta download this shit.
Right.
Right. That's right.
Well, because when you get invited by two people who look like this to like come to their fucking living room and do a show, you wouldn't necessarily think the man, he doesn't own sleeves. You would think that a guy who doesn't own sleeves wouldn't have a job.
Where's the black section of the stage? Take this motherfucker.
So tell me, at what point was it just like, who the fuck are these? I guess I got a Tuesday night free.
Somebody ended up showing up at the shows.
Well, no, because...
And then she'll get me to her asbestos apartment, right? Her asbestos-laden apartment. And then...
Well, it's the same thing. It's like anybody can do a podcast. It doesn't mean it's going to be a good podcast. No.
And that's what I'm talking about.
I don't even know what people are...
So anyway...
I'm going to do it.
Am I wrong? Do you not see what I'm saying?
This is... Holy shit. This is like a cockfight in Singapore. That's what this is. Like, there's just people yelling in a fucking angry, dark warehouse.
This is what I'm talking about.
No, but here's the point I'm trying to make. No. Wait. The point that I'm trying to make is, like, when you get a fucking friend request on MySpace from somebody who's, like, in a band that you've never heard of,
right?
Do you automatically go, like, I gotta fucking listen to this band.
Absolutely.
They're gonna be terrific. Or, like, a comedian. Like, anybody can set up a MySpace page that says, I'm a comedian, or I'm in a band, or whatever. It doesn't mean that it's good.
That's why
I did it, like, a second time, because I was like, oh, this podcast, these guys are pretty fucking great.
Oh, tell me after the first time. Tell me what happened after the first time when you plugged your show. Tell me the traffic you got, because I'll tell you, when I plugged my site, Yappler! Come on! That's right! I got crazy traffic. Tell me, after you plugged your site the first time, what'd you get? You got the KTG bump. And right. I don't mean an STD like some of these other motherfuckers got, right?
So what are you confronting me with? The fact that I didn't respect the thing that I didn't understand the first time that I did it? Is that what it was? Or
yeah. Tap out.
All right.
I was just going to ask her about how she blew you last night.
Let's go through this.
Wait. I think that you're misrepresenting yourself, so hold on. Because here's I'm going to defend both of you guys. I'm going to tell you guys both your sides because you're retarded.
Deal.
And sometimes guys both speak guy language and then it just crisscrosses like that. Like sometimes it clicks. Okay, right. Here's what it is. First of all, when you do first come to our house, if it was before a month ago, our house does... It did look like a big construction no-no.
I felt like Jodie Foster, and you were going to be like, are you a great big frat person? Like, it's that kind of apartment.
It was horrible. Like. Yeah, the paint and the thing and the studio's a mess. And it's like, oh, let me take my bra out of the way, and this mic will be yours.
Yeah, take your bra out of the way for me, please. Really...
It just doesn't exude.
Does he remember he's
half a million listeners?
Okay, wait. So yeah, it doesn't exude that. So I think the first time he was thinking, hey, my friend Christian Finnegan told me about this show. This is fantastic. I'm going to do that. And then, but when he got there, he was like, what the fuck is this? Then he would never have come a second time if it wasn't for a bump or anything like that. But I thought your snobbery, your thing about snobbery was that Keith can't be a comic until a certain amount. See, I thought it was more that.
No, but it was what was recognized. Like, it was so... hard to see that the comic professor was on the road constantly, and Keith would draw this crowd out of nowhere. It would seem out of nowhere initially. I believe that you saw that it was out of nowhere, and this impression is over a long period of time. But it would seem that it would be out of nowhere. But I think eventually you realized that it was like day in, day out, that you were working to get your crowd. But it was just
Jesse's gonna let you keep going until you spin right back into there.
It's not the spotlights that are making me feel the pressure.
Hey, you
it's
guys
not
want
the
to see
eyes on me that are making me feel the pressure.
You had stolen that. That is my impression of.
Hey, there's no making fun of me. We're not out here.
Wait, this is still a.
But can I ask you this? Can I ask you this?
So, right?
At what point?
Nobody can see you, F-Mos.
Let me ask you this. Initially, yes. I remember. Okay, so here's the way it is. Right now, I feel like you appreciate the show. Early on, the first few episodes, I sent some frantic emails. Tell me, guys, you remember the frantic emails I sent to you? Like, who is this guy that fucking thinks you guys are a bunch of douchebags? But at what what point was it that you realized, like, wow, these guys have a fucking cult following? These guys have the greatest fucking podcast that I've ever seen. It's out of their show. It's out of their house. And yet these guys are animals. Party! Animals.
If that's all you were getting at, you can just, you know, say party.
No, but there was a point. There's a point where
a long way to go to drink.
Yeah. There's a point where I think that I noticed you realized that it was just more than a one-time show that you were getting on, that he was getting lucky with. Tell me that, Tom. That Keith was getting lucky with. There's a point where, like, that he was just not getting lucky with an annual show, but that he earned the annual show. You're on the road. You're on the road. You're working so
is
hard.
Is anybody following Michael?
No, but it's not like I don't.
All right, Michael Kalili, ladies and gentlemen.
I still enjoy your company. I'm sorry you don't like me.
I like you. I do. No. Let me set this straight. It was the first few ones that I'm so defensive about my sister. My sister defends me so hard. I'm so tough about my sister.
But do you do that to like random people who don't know her also? Like on the subway?
No.
Are you like, do you not know who the fuck this is? Is that what you like
she's
to every
up
stranger?
Old feelings. She's bringing
yeah,
up old feelings.
Yeah, you know
feelings.
What? This is all my bad. This is old feelings. He actually respects you very much.
I do now. She's bringing up old feelings.
I remember when we were young
you
and
just
he pushed me
yourself
and I fell
into
and
respecting
I hit my
me.
Knees.
I didn't do anything just now. I just sat here and let you talk.
I was asking you about the transition because I know that there was a transition. I know that it was early on.
Well, no, but I come off like more of a douchebag than I actually am. Like, all right. She's
okay.
Even said so.
I'm going to head out, but... All right,
I'm glad we ironed that out.
Thank you, Michael. Stick to fucking, though.
Wow.
Do we have our...
So I heard that you deliberately turned down though, my stand-up thing. That's what the...
Did I did what?
That's what Pat Dixon said.
Did I deliberately
that
did
you
what?
You didn't show up because you don't respect me. My stand-up thing is...
That's not true at all. Is that what Pat Dixon said? Why can't you...
All right, I want to talk about New York City a little bit, and I want to say this.
Yes.
It's an honor to know you. I'm glad you're part of Keith and the Girl, and thanks for coming.
Thanks, bud. Yeah. Thanks for having me. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. So I go over there?
Get out of here. I want to talk about new people, people that haven't been to New York or only been a few times, and how you like it and how you don't like it. And I'm going to use as my representation... Where's Matt from the Jam Hole? Is he in here? Come on up, buddy. I was listening to this guy the other day, actually, because I figured my name might be in it.
Yeah, Matt. What's up, guys?
Yeah. He is his lady, his buddy, three fresh Keith and the Girl tattoos. Show them the Who Are One right there. And I'm listening to the show, and he's shitting on the New York. Now, I'm not the defender of New York. I'm really not. But I do think, like, there's something about people coming to New York that I can't help but go, I really think you're confused and don't understand some things.
Like, you feel like you should be giving the tours.
Maybe.
Let's just wander around with our dicks in our hands.
Instead of, this is an actual complaint from you, and I do see other people going, oh, New York's so expensive and this. And I understand New York is so expensive. When you complain that, oh, I had three hamburgers and it was $51. That's a complaint.
Right.
In New York, you can look at a menu first.
I understand that.
I don't know what hotel you're staying at, but you're paying $1,300 a room. You could have looked at that first before you got the
See, I left that up to that guy right there and the other guy that's in our $1,300 hotel room.
Come on up here, buddy.
All over the place. My good co-host, Braden, here.
Braden!
What makes you
so shy?
What makes you see...
Wait, how old is he that he's running your life?
He's 13.
Right.
It's an experiment. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay. What makes you go, hey, $1,300 for a room, nobody's going to have a problem with this?
Well, actually, I looked at a totally different room than we actually ended up picking, but... I don't even know.
My mommy told me it was okay to come to New York.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I would pick a room, and if I stay at the hospital, my mommy says that I'll get killed.
So what's the...
Did mommy pay for it?
No, actually.
No, she just got
rid of it. I'm actually one of the only few people in this group that has money left.
Yeah.
And I'm the youngest of all of us.
I would hear... I'm listening to
Wait. Do you live with mom?
Yes, I do.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Thank you.
Actually, I have money. Yeah, if I lived with my mom, I might have a dollar too.
Wait, no. Who paid for our plane tickets, Matt?
My mom. And
oh,
we thank her. And now we're all in debt to her for about
$1,400.
Right. Also, New York isn't for everybody. I have a saying. If you can make it here, you can make it all over the place.
I heard that. Was that you?
I'll tell you what I mean. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Maybe people don't know. Shut up, I'm talking. What I mean by it is if you can make it in New York, it's so hard to make it here, you can really make it anywhere.
Oh, so they make the prices like that on purpose so that when you come here, if you can survive,
yes,
then you can go wherever else.
You're going to the toughest city right away. And you're like, oh, this is too much.
Right, okay.
You're on your way.
I
want it to be
I just
too
saw
much.
That you guys lived here, and I was like, well, we should try that first. See, we should start in, like, L.A. or something.
You earn it. You take a couple bums loads in your mouth.
Well, fuck, can you write that down so I remember it later?
Well, we already took the elevator that is used for a public bathroom. That
yeah,
helped.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was free, by the way.
I'm sorry. I'm looking in his eyes, and something's wrong. How do you guys know each other?
My brother.
Yeah, actually, it is his brother.
Yeah, that's how we met.
His brother. What's your relationship? What did he promise you?
We're not... I'm actually... Actually,
if you tell her, I'll kill you.
Yeah, he actually told me not to talk about that before we got here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Jamhol.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
Jamhol.
I don't know. He looks so innocent. I feel like there's, like, sexual favors happening here.
Are you guys doing anything weird?
Wait. Yeah.
What's going on?
Read the text messages.
Oh.
What have you guys been texting her from way over there?
Wait, what?
Oh, let's read them.
Oh.
Okay, Deuce, it's nobody knows what you're talking about.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's, they're doing their show, and then you hear honking and stuff outside on the street. And then you'll hear them going, so then in the news that, shut the fuck up! I'm doing a show! New York! Then they get a phone call from the hotel people complaining. And he's like, oh, so I guess I can, like a little lady, I guess I can't talk in my room for $1,300. Like the caller gets the money.
I thought he was calling to say he brought our eyes. I don't know.
Right.
Fuck me.
We only ordered that like
an hour and a half ago.
Right.
They say on the show that New York is so disgusting. They would not do the Jamhol show in New York, even if Keith and Penda paid them to do it and to live in there. So I see him and I go, hey, buddy, what do you think? You know, out of the blue, he doesn't remember this part. So then I go, hey, buddy, what do you think? Me and Penda were thinking about paying you to do the Jamhol in New York. Are you into it? I will pay for you to live. Yeah!
Well, fuck you! I can't believe you actually
did that. Jamhol, everybody.
Great.
I kept a tally of his, the word actually, and it got up to 9, so. I think that's 1 per half a minute.
Here's a question, Benjamin, from the forums, right? I give a single shit about this observation. As a first-time visitor to New York City, holy hell, every employee in New York, every New York drugstore really does mumble when they talk. You know? This is the thing, you can give out drugs.
Credit. Actually, Newsy just started working retail when he moved to New York, and he hasn't even been here a year. And he twitters about how he's so excited that he's learning to be a New York employee by telling people to go fuck themselves. And speaking of his twitters, I have to call you out on this one. Newsy has a boyfriend now for 2 days. Yeah, and so of course he's got a Twitter about this. This is the funniest thing. Merritt's performing, and I'm getting this all from a Twitter. Merritt's performing, he goes, yeah, Merritt's on stage and I'm just vibing to the thing and all I'm thinking about is this guy in my arms and I'm paying attention to anything else, that's all I can see. And the Twitter that you're Twittering right there, like, he's like, I'm just taking in the vibe. I'm just taking in the vibe. Wait, is that an exclamation or a period? Yeah, dot, dot, dot. And then...
I think I'm gonna go for the ass, Sen. I'm struggling to get in there, but it'll be worth it, Sen.
And then his boyfriend happens to be sitting next to me at Nice Guy Eddie's, and so this Newsy gets up, and he looks over at me, and he goes, yeah, I think Newsy's gonna make me gay. And I'm like, I hope so, because you're his boyfriend now.
Are you guys into it? You want to come up for a second? Because I met your boyfriend. I want to talk to you guys before we get out of here. I do want to say that I met this guy. Remind me your name. I'm sorry.
Alex.
Nice to see you, right? Now you see why he was scooped up. Good on you, buddy.
I was a really messed up guy from last year.
Oh, don't worry. We remember.
We'll fill everybody in. So this guy was would go around. And how old are you?
22.
22, really? What? How old are you?
23.
22, yeah. So this guy last year was going around going punch me in the face to people. Now I felt special. I thought it was just me.
I was like, oh, I'll get Keith to punch me in the face.
But he birthday punches.
Yeah, I thought it was like something special, but he didn't give him punches. Could have been anybody.
He just wanted to do that way.
He was begging, that's okay. He was begging people to punch him in the face. And I'm like, why are you asking people to punch you in the face? I want to know what it feels like. So please do it. And knock out my teeth, make me blind. And then a year later,
he's going to have great sex.
You got your shit together and you're taking the A-pipe. You know what being gay is. He might turn me gay.
Not really, no.
Have you had sex with a woman?
A few times, yeah.
How many times?
I don't know.
You don't know if you had sex?
No, I mean, how many times? That's a weird question.
It is a weird question, lesbian. If I take my dick and I put it inside of a woman, I'm going to count that whole session. So you like up until
you
go and get
fish is in your dick, right?
Up until you get pizza. That counts as one time, one session. How many sessions have you had with a woman?
One.
Don't know. You really don't know.
Because I've been drunk for most of them.
Okay. For most of them.
Have you been punched in the face with a dick?
Have you ever been punched in the face by a penis?
No, that's what Newsy's trying to teach me.
I know he's of age, but it still feels like molestation. I don't know how. All right. Well, good for you. What's the furthest you two have got so far?
Just kissing. We're going to take it slow. That's what it's all
about.
A lady takes it slow.
Yeah. Patrice is here, and she just goes, he's a lady.
Yeah. All right. Who else this week saw Newsy's dick? Raise your hand. All right, I'm looking at five people. At least four of them are telling
Newsy's
the truth.
Dick yet, by the way.
What?
I haven't seen Newsy's dick.
I have.
That is good. I'm happy for you. I think you're the only one in the room that hasn't.
Are you in love?
What's up?
Are you in love?
In love? What?
What is love? Okay.
We can start hanging out. I like him a lot. How about that? I like him.
Are you
yes,
guys?
Yes, she is.
You guys kissed, of course. Your tongue kissing, right? You're really making out.
Yeah.
What is going on? Explain this to me. Don't act like I'm crazy.
I don't know.
You're a sexual animal.
In the game
what's
world,
going
it's
on?
Like first date. You guys are fucking. That's usually
sure.
How it goes.
And then of course.
It may or not may. It may or not work out after that.
So you guys work in hetero rules?
What are hetero rules, I guess?
Well.
Yes. We're gonna take
what?
This slow.
This is why you guys will never get married. Girl gaze and guy gaze. It's too much for Congress to understand. Tell us what sex is. I don't know. Denied. Fucking with me. All right, thank you guys very much. Get up for Newsy and Newsy's 12-year-old boyfriend. Thanks, buddy. Good seeing you. Arm in arm. Before we get out of here, let me, where's David Janessa? Here, I just want to say thank you real quick. Thanks for letting us have the space and hang out, buddy. I love you. Congratulations on Viva Pachiva. It's going straight to the top. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And thank all you guys for coming out.
Thank you.
We love you very much. I mean that. Thank you guys so, so much.
So here we are, Tim Hortons.
Welcome, brother.
Cheers to Tim Hortons.
To Tim Hortons.
So you you visited me out in New York.
I did.
What were your thoughts on New York?
New York was big and busy.
But you enjoyed it.
I did. I enjoyed it a great deal. I felt energized.
And see, I used to enjoy it too when I did the visits. Maybe the visit is the trick.
I wouldn't want to live where you were.
Yeah, see, that was one problem. I did live a fucking long ways away. So let me tell you, my thoughts on New York, this was what occurred to me when it was 4 in the morning and I was at Times Square waiting for the 7 train, just staring around at the weird architecture. And what occurred to me is that what made New York click, made sense to me, is to imagine it like it was designed and built by aliens for humans. Because I'm thinking, like, when you make a zoo enclosure, that's how New York feels to me. Sure, you can live there, maybe you can even thrive there. But it just is not made in a way that is nice for people. What people would consider nice, you know, and pleasant to life, enjoyable. That didn't seem to come into the equation. And when it does, it's this ostentatious, ridiculous display like Central Park, like way overcompensating. But that helped me understand New York better and kind of like it more, to think I was in an alien city, not necessarily meant for me.
Rather a preserve for humans built by aliens. Now I see what you're getting at. Yes,
right.
Yes.
I am glad I went. In a lot of ways, I think the only point to being young, well, the point to being young is either to build toward your future success. I did not do that. So the other point is just to have nice memories for when you're old. And I definitely did that.
You went to the greatest city in the world and squandered a year of your life.
A year and 4 months.
Hey, Dunkin' Donuts, go fuck yourself. You're terrible. I hate you. Oh, that's good. Oh, Christ, that's the sweet nectar of life. That is so good.
Aha! Back in Canada! This sucks.